Hey girlies, happy October. Obviously today's episode is spooky themed because what else would I be doing for the October storytime episode? As you can tell if you're on YouTube, I do have some fun sunglasses. They're actually Hadley's. I stole them from her, which I'm just waiting for the moment of me like getting a text and being like, stop stealing my stuff. But honestly, whatever. They're super cute. They have bat wings on them. I'm pretty sure she got them at Walmart or something. They're from some cartoon show, I think. It says like Vampirina, something like that. I'm not going to wear them the whole episode though, but they're pretty cute, getting me in the spirit of things. Because let me just say, this week was a struggle. Definitely not some of my finest moments. Also not like some of the overall best time, I would say. Low-key sucked, but gonna try to focus on the good things, of course. Let's just say I didn't have that much homework this week, which was nice. Then of course all my teachers were like, we didn't give you guys any homework this week. Looks like we're gonna give all of the homework that we should have been doing throughout the week, but no, we're gonna do it all over the weekend. I think I did like 4 hours of homework this weekend, so that was so exciting and so fun, and I'm still not done. Yay school. And this week I also went to lunch with some friends. We went to Panera for a few hours, which was fun. It was like a low-key therapy session, which was good because we were all kind of going through the same thing, which was just fun to talk about, like hang out with people that I probably normally wouldn't go out and do stuff with, but they were super cool and that was fun. And then I also went to a girls' soccer game, which was in fact the first girls' soccer game that I've ever been to at my school. That is probably bad that I'm a senior and I had never gone to one of the games. But they were really good. I'm pretty sure they won. I left at halftime because I had to go out to dinner. But that was a good time. I've been trying to go to, like, more sport events for school and, like, participating stuff, you know? Because usually I'm like, I don't care. Do I really like soccer? No. But I did go, and it was fun. And speaking of soccer, I went to my first professional soccer game last night in Cincinnati. They did, in fact, lose. But that's okay. It was fun. It was in this, like, really cute stadium. When I say cute, I don't mean because it was, like, so small. It wasn't that small. It was, like, 20,000. But I know at, like, where I live, where we normally go to games, it's, like, the UK stadium. And that has probably can fit 60,000 people. So, kind of different. But I was honestly shocked by how many people were there because I didn't know this was a thing. I'm not a big sports person, and no one in my family is really into soccer. My younger brother is, but he's not someone who's gonna, like, watch it, but he'll play. So that was cool. We went to Cincinnati last night, and we got home at, like, 12:30. So of course, I had to grind all day today doing my work. I made, like, a to-do list for Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. Let me just say, I did not stick to it. I tried to plan it out evenly throughout the days, but it just did not work that way. Yesterday, I kind of got a little distracted and started binging Sex Education, which is a show on Netflix that is so good. So good. So I did that. And also this week, I've just been so stressed about pretty much everything, college applications, supplemental essays, applying to schools. I had my first college interview this week, which went really well and would have been great if I was like, oh my gosh, I love this school, which I do like it. It's just not up there, I would say, but it was good practice. Of course, I'm not going to say anything bad about the school, but it was good practice, and the lady was super cool, super nice. And good times. I also met with my college counselor this week, and I walked up to him. I was like, dude, I feel like I'm behind. And he was like, you're not. And then I asked him, I was like, okay, can you look at my essay? And he was like, sure, I'll leave feedback. And he just wrote, this is good. Sir, please. fun times, love life. Anyway, I also have a fall break next weekend, which I'm super excited. I have a 4-day weekend, which is kind of crazy. And my siblings are coming home from boarding school because we all have the same fall break. And we're going to go to the UK LSU game. And it'll be fun. I honestly haven't been to a football game all year. Actually, I don't think I've been to a football game since I was a sophomore. I've been to, like, school football games, but does that count? Not really. But not, like, a college fun football game. And honestly, it's fun because it's, like, a big SEC school, so everyone goes crazy. I'm not a big sports person, again, but it's still fun for, like, the social aspect, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to convince myself it'll be fun. But, yeah, it was, this week was a time. I guess those were all my good things. Don't really want to go into some of the, like, things that made my week booty, because then I will hashtag cry. So, let's not do that. Spooky stories. We're gonna do that because it's October. It's Halloween season. This year, I really want to get into fall. I had a fall episode last week, which was just me pretty much talking about how I wanted to carve a pumpkin for 45 minutes, which I still really want to carve a pumpkin, or I want to, like, paint one. I might this Friday go to Michael's and get some paint and, like, paint a fake pumpkin, because I don't want to do a real one this early because then it'll rot and be sad looking. But I want to paint a pumpkin. I want to carve a pumpkin. I just want to be all cute and fall. Like, I want to watch Halloween movies. I never do that, but I'm just feeling it this year. I'm ready to get into fall. I'm excited for Halloween. I really want to have a costume party at my house. We'll see if that happens, but I just want to wear a pink wig. I keep seeing this really cute one, and it's, like, pink with wavy hair, and it has bangs, and it's shoulder length, and it's bright, hot pink, and I need it. I really just want bright pink hair. Of course, I don't want to dye my hair pink because I have dark hair, so then I'd have to bleach all of it. And I'm not bleaching my hair because when I did highlights, that messed me up so badly. So we're going to say no to that, even though I did dye my hair maybe last week. It's a little bit darker, kind of getting in the fall mood. I also have, ready guys, I set the aesthetic for today's episode. I have my sunglasses. I have a fall scented candle. It is like cinnamon and all the yummy spices. I did the other day, I was trying to light it and I don't have a lighter in my room. So I just have this random box of matches and I accidentally dropped the match on my bedside table and my table low-key caught fire for a second. But of course I just blew it out and it was fine. Thank God. I don't want to, like, burn my house down for lighting a candle because I can't because it's a match. That'd be super embarrassing. But now I just have a charred mark on my white bedside table, which I've just been moving the candle to cover it because I know if my dad sees it, he's going to be like, Carmen, what the heck? Like, how do you do that? I really want the lighter that's electric and it looks like a little laser beam in between and it buzzes, makes like a vibrating noise. And I just want to use that because then I don't have to use a match. And matches always burn my fingers and obviously, apparently, cause my bedside table to catch on fire. Yay! Good times. Okay, let's get into some of the story times, obviously, because that's what we're here for. October, spooky season, I'm hype, you should be hype. I personally, I'm just gonna say this in advance, I really don't like scary things. I've maybe watched 2 horror movies in my entire life, I'm pretty sure, and they're so basic too, okay? It was like It and The Shining, and The Shining I watched with my boyfriend at the time, so I was like trying to make it in funny so I wouldn't be scared. And then It, I don't remember when I watched that, but I just thought it was kind of stupid. But I don't like horror movies. I honestly, I'll watch thriller shows, you know, where it's like a psychological thriller. I like those. Will they give me nightmares for a while? Yes, but I'll watch them. I don't like the horror ones. I like I feel like everything I say just sounds so basic, but this is just the first thing that I thought of. Like, You was really good. There was another show I watched. It was kind of about an affair, and it was like a psychological thriller. Don't remember what it was called, but it was a series on Netflix, and it was really good. Wait, I'm gonna see if I can find it for y'all, if you shall give me a hot sec. Never mind, I can't find it, but it was so, oh my god, it was scary. Wait, I just want to explain it because you don't understand how much I was freaking out. I watched it. This is where I learned that you can shoot up heroin in between your toes. Sorry, that was not PG, but I didn't know that. Wow, it was a learning experience. I learned a lot of things from that show. It was like about this, oh, I remember now. It was this therapist, and he wasn't really happy with his wife at the time, so he started having an affair with his assistant, but she didn't know he was married, and then she found that out, but she continued seeing him, and then she became friends with the wife. It turns out the wife isn't who she said she was, and it was just all messed up, and it talked about, like, auras and, like, changing bodies. Oh, my God. And, of course, heroin and murder and suicide. It was a lot. It was honestly insane, very confusing, such a good show. I don't remember what it's called, but it's on Netflix, or it was. I know that when they released it, I think it was on, like, the top 10, but I couldn't find it just then. But that's okay. Slightly terrifying. Love that, though. Okay, spooky stories. When I was 7, I was doing gardening with my mom. We didn't have a lawnmower, so she used these massive scissors. I think they were hedge trimmers or something to cut the grass. Anyway, somehow I got my left pinky chopped off. At first, I was like, no way that happened, LOL. But it did. Oh my god. My mom then had to pick up the severed pinky and rush me to the hospital. I had surgery, but they obviously couldn't sew it back on. What was weird was that some random man came to take photos of my pinky before the operation. Oh, please no. A few months later, I swear I was on TV. It was only a trailer for the next episode, but I swear I saw half my face, and it even said a cut off finger, but I never watched that episode. Honestly, I'm trying to imagine getting, oh, please no. That's so scary. I feel like that happens in shows. There was one, it's like about the husband and wife, and the wife is like a vampire, and their neighbor loses a finger in their yard because she tries to kill him. It's like satire, though, so it's supposed to be funny. I'm definitely gonna have to label this episode explicit. I just keep thinking of all the stuff I'm saying. Sorry, guys. Apparently that's how it's going today. But RIP your pinky finger. You should have, like, a little funeral for it. Bury it, I guess. That's kind of sucky. I feel like you would be able to get it on if you, like, put it on ice and then you can, like, sew it back. I feel like there's a way that people do that. I don't know. Personally, I'm not gifted in the art of sewing on severed fingers, but I would assume so. My friends were doing a late night and I couldn't go because of COVID. When they were planning the game, they heard someone say hi to them and they all freaked out and called me. When we were on the call, we all heard it and I saw them from my window running down the street, but no one was there. I hate this. I hate this so much. I feel like I'm always hearing things that I don't know what's going on, but I hear something and it's just not there. Or even in school, you always think someone's calling your name, walking down the hallway, and it's like, Carmen, Carmen, Carmen. No one's calling your name. But the creepy thing is when no one's there and you're just hearing stuff. Because I get so paranoid. So when I hear something, I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, someone's talking to me. And I feel like I've told this story so many times. Like, sometimes I just feel like someone is there or someone is watching me, or someone is like touching my shoulder, and that just, it creeps me out. It creeps me out so much. Sometimes you just hear things, especially, I feel like most of the times if I hear something, it's not actually happening. But then again, like, what if it is? You never know. It could be that some creepy guy is following you, or it could be that it's all in your head, but I'd rather be on the offensive side of that situation, if you know what I mean, because I feel like a lot of the times when you hear something and it's like, ooh, oh my god, this is weird, it's either like in your head or something just weird is going down. But I know me, most of the experiences I've had where something like creepy happens or something abnormal, usually I'm not in the best mental state. Usually I'm feeling a little panicky, a little paranoid, if you feel me. So I don't know. But just the fact that you saw them running and no one was there, but they thought someone was there, like, what? Please, please, no. I was traveling alone in the desert for fun. This already sounds really bad. Okay, I usually see one or two cars each day, but the alone time was very peaceful. One particularly dark and quiet night, I was driving to get to the hot springs, and this bright glow appeared directly ahead of me on the horizon. As I drove closer, the light got brighter and brighter. The stars started to light up from the gleam. Then, a giant orb started to appear on the horizon. It's just like a sunrise, but it was 10 p.m. and the sun couldn't possibly be rising. Thoughts were rushing through my head. Am I hallucinating? Is this a UFO? Is the world ending? We love a dramatic queen. The orb continues to rise, and about an hour or two later, it's high in the sky, looking just like the moon. Looking back at it, I realize it was probably one of those supermoons, but space is very mysterious. I would actually die. Like, if I saw a random thing in the sky, I wouldn't assume it was anything but, like, something insane. I feel like also, as people, we're always like, oh my god, that's weird, and then you make up something for it, but that's, like, more fun. So let's just go with it wasn't the moon. So you saw, like, a giant glowing thing. That's weird. I know my friend, he had a family member die, and he had, like, this weird experience where after she died, him and his family all saw, like, this glowing light moving around the room, and they assumed, like, it was her aura, her presence. I just think that is so cool, just to see, like, energy, like, manifested in, like, an actual physical form. What? That also, let's just say that also happened in that really weird show I was talking about. I wish I could remember the name, but I can't, and it's gonna bother me the entire time. Watch me, like, in the last 5 minutes, I'm like, 30 minutes later, oh yeah, that's what it's called. Okay, that's really creepy, though. I'd be scared to travel the desert alone. Not gonna lie. Especially because my Spanish teacher always talks about when she and her family were driving to Mexico in the night, and they're like, she lives in the central part of the country, I think near Mexico City, and she would say how people would get stopped by the cartel, so now she doesn't visit Mexico anymore because it got so bad. It just reminds me of that. Like, traveling alone, I would be scared, mainly because of all my experiences when I've done anything alone, gone anywhere by myself, I feel like, in a way, it's like getting harassed. Like, you kind of just have to mentally prepare yourself. Like, if you're going to a Walmart by yourself, or, oh my god, I'm sitting in the car by myself, that automatically lets someone know, oh, you can speak to me. No, you can't. You can't, sweetie. Please. Please stop. This is today's reminder to drink your water and hydrate so you get beautiful, glowing skin and feel better, because Yay, water.
Speaking of drinking water, you need the Hydra Jug. Drinking water is obviously so important to your health, and the Hydra Jug can help you drink more. It is perfect for hiking, the gym, work, or just your average day water bottle. I love my Hydra Jug, and it has helped me drink more water. I always tell y'all that you need to have a water bottle with you at all times, and again, you do. I'm just gonna say it. We're always dehydrated. I know I'm always in a bad mood when I'm not drinking enough water. So trust me, you need this. The Hydra Jug, it holds so much water. You can carry it around with you. And guys, it's super, super, super cute. So definitely check it out at thehydrajug.com and make sure to use discount code GIRLYGIRL to get 10% off your order today. Hydra Jugs are game changers for anyone on the go. Again, use code GIRLYGIRL at thehydrajug.com to get 10% off your order today and start hydrating now.
3 years ago, I was with my friends doing trick-or-treat in our neighborhood, and some houses organized a kind of circuit through the houses, scaring people by screaming while wearing creepy costumes and putting on scary music. There were a lot of people, so we decided to go to one of the last houses in the circuit so that we experienced it in a better way because it would be less crowded. The door was open and we entered through the garden. There was a small path that surrounded the house around there. We followed it and we found a floor full of blood. There were also lots of animal bones, at least that's what I thought they were, and some graves in the ground. We saw a light and someone saying something, so we ran away. Along the way, we saw my friend's mom, and we told her what we saw, and she told us that that house wasn't participating in the circuit. And nowadays, I still think about that Halloween night.
That is so sketchy.
I just can't. Going into some random house just scares me in general, even if it's not meant to be a haunted house. Like, going into some random person's house, no. Even if I go into someone's house and there's, like, dead animals on the wall, like, taxidermy stuff, that scares me. So, seeing graves, seeing bones, seeing blood, oh, I could never. At the same time, I'm like, I would be such a good detective, but, like, I'm like, I would be such a good homicide detective. Also me. Ha. Ha ha. We love when you know yourself so well. I'm kidding. I would actually suck at that. That is so scary. I would have nightmares forever. And imagine just, like, driving past that house and you know what was in there. Reminds me of a few weeks ago. I feel like I mentioned this, but I can't remember. I was driving to a football game with my neighbor and my sister, and there was like 15 police cars surrounding someone's house. They were like screaming to get this person out. I'm like, you don't really know the people that live by you, and that's kind of sketchy to me. Kind of scary. It was my birthday, aka Halloween, and we were just about to go trick-or-treating. As always, we go down the road to our first stop. As we walked up to the door, I heard a howl in the background. It was so dark outside, and the wind was unimaginable. Trying to walk down the sidewalk took me 5 minutes, but I got there. I knocked on the door multiple times, but nobody came. And then their lights turned off. The door slowly opened to reveal a jack-o'-lantern with a note that says, "Just take one." Literally, what do they think? Like, I'm just gonna take one? No. So, I grab 5 of whatever is inside, and as I pull out, I feel this weird feeling in my hands. Like, what I picked up is moving? Oh, God, please. No. I grab it and put it in my bag and run back out to the road. The streetlights are just light enough for us to check our loot. We peer inside, and it's live freaking snakes. Stop, please. Oh, God. Who would put that for children to grab. I literally throw my bag and start running down the road. As I turn back once, the lights are back on in the house. The door is closed and my bag is gone from the road. I start freaking out. My brother freaks out too, and we just run to find our parents. We never ended up continuing our trick-or-treating that Halloween, but ended up going back home to eat some cupcakes for my birthday.
Snakes? They gave you snakes?
That is some messed up stuff. Twisted humor.
Jeez.
I would be so scared. Again, I would have nightmares. Literally forever. When we were hiking, I think last weekend, maybe 2 weeks ago, my mom saw 3 snakes. It was a 5-mile hike, and she saw 3 snakes. Never before have we seen any snakes in that area. And she saw 3, and I think they were rattlesnakes. And at one point, sorry, this is just so dumb to me. I love my mom, but sometimes she's not the most nature savvy person. So, God. We were walking and my dad and I were a little bit behind and my mom was up ahead of us with the dog. And we're walking along a ridge and all of a sudden we hear a scream. So of course my dad and I think she had fallen off the ridge because only a few minutes before she was standing with half her feet off the edge going, "Wow, it's really steep." Girl, what? What are we doing? And she immediately starts running back to us, screaming, "Snake! Snake! Snake!" And my dog is so confused. She doesn't know what's happening. And my mom described it to us. She said she was walking past and she heard a buzzing noise and she thought it was a cicada. So she decided to bend over and look closer to where the noise was coming, as in she was bending towards the snake. It was not a cicada, it was a snake. And she sees the rattle and she immediately runs away. My dad and I were sitting there. We said, why would you get closer to it? How is that gonna do anything? And then later, again, we were walking and we got to this river and she said she saw a water snake, which of course, I was laying down in that river. I didn't see a snake, but apparently there was one. And then at another point, we were walking and she saw one right next to a sign and she almost stepped on it. So I personally feel like she was attracting it. So maybe my mom was there attracting your bag of snakes. Anyways, at least you got cupcakes. That's always good. I got really good cupcakes the other day. There was one that was like red velvet and there was a chocolate one with like chocolate chips. That just reminded me, I don't know if y'all have a crumble where you live, but we got a new one, I think, this summer. And just their flavors, the cookies are massive. Sometimes they're booty, but other times, chef's kiss, so good. I love crumble. I went there once with my sister. We got there, I think, at 10:30 and they were closed. And they ended up giving us a bunch of free cookies, but then they also said, don't come back. They were like, "Hey, here's some free cookies, but also please never come back at this time." And we were like, "Okay, cool." And we got like a dozen. It was great. Okay, next story. One time I was 6 or 7 and my family went to a cabin in the woods for our family friend's birthday. Their daughter, who's friends with my sister's, got a Ouija board for her birthday. And we ended up playing the game like 5 times a day. Bad idea. See, there was a lamb stuffed animal that had no face and a painting on our room with a lamb that also had no face. This is an important fact for later. The lamb would fall over, move randomly, fall all the way down the staircase as if someone had kicked it. One time, all of the kids wanted to see what scary things we could find in the house. Since there was an even amount of us, 6 in total, we split into groups of 3. The door down the hall from us would open and close when you approached it. and when I was approaching it, it started to open with more force. I immediately grabbed it and slammed it shut. I think I made the ghost mad because later we played the Ouija board and we asked, "What do you want?" It spelled out my name, and I screamed and ran towards the couch, and the lamp fell over and went all the way down the stairs. I literally just got chills. That scares me so much. Oh my god. That was so weird. My arms. Oh. Guys, I don't get chills and that. I'm hashtag scared. But I've done a Ouija board before. I actually do, in fact, have one in my closet. But I did one with my friend and we were sitting in the basement. It was completely dark and it started moving, which we didn't think it would move. All of us started screaming because none of us were pushing it. I mean, earlier we would all just like push it a little and be like, oh my god, it's moving. None of us were pushing it. And it was so weird. And I remember my friend got so scared, she almost peed on my carpet, which, girl, keep it together. But just Ouija boards scare me so much. At the same time, I'm like, I feel like I know this isn't real. But it just feels so real. And it's so scary. So scary. Oh my god. Damn. Imagine. I can't imagine being 6 or 7. I did this like sophomore year and I was so scared. I screamed and ran upstairs. But being 6 or 7 and doing that, Oh my god. Terrifying. Literally terrifying. I don't know. I would cry. I would actually cry. There used to be this crazy girl in my elementary school. She used to walk by everyone and take a piece of hair off their head, or she would steal nail clippings and weird items and put them into a water bottle and fill it up with all these things. And she was scary because she would look at you and it was like there was something weird in her eyes. I'm pretty sure she was a witch or something because she was making potions and drinking them. Oh, please, I'm gonna gag. Drinking? No, please. Please. Oh my god. Kids are so weird. Why do we allow kids to do this? I remember I was little. I would make potions, okay? But I would be using paint and glitter. And it'd be fun and colorful. It'd be like bright blue, bright red, maybe brown if we did something wrong. But hair and nail clippings from other people too? Not even your own. From other people. And drinking it? It gives me the ick. That is giving me mega ick. One time though, I did cut off like part of my hair and I put it in a candle because I wanted to see what it would do when the hair caught on fire. Let me just say, it smells really bad. It smells really bad. This sounds probably really morbid, but in some shows, you know how where they'll burn people on like a pyre instead of burying them? I think this happened in Game of Thrones. This has happened in a lot of shows if you watch like historical dramas. I'm just trying to imagine how bad that smells. And oh my god, if I did like less than half an inch of my hair and I put it in a candle, I can't imagine what everything would be like. That's kind of nasty. Sorry for bringing that up for some people. But I feel like going into this episode, you kind of had to know. This episode's gonna be a little gross. It's gonna be a little creepy, a little weird. That's life. Creepy, weird, and gross. Live, laugh, love. Okay. Down my road, there's a cemetery, and there's only a few graves, but they are kind of scattered. So my friend and I were wondering who was buried there, so we went down, and there were just a few people from the 1800s. And it was so sad because there were little kids too. So then we went back to my house, and when we were outside, we started to hear a little kid laughing, and we were freaked out. So we ran inside, and just before we were going asleep, we made a video of us doing stunts. And when we watched it back, there was a little boy in the background. We didn't sleep all night and haven't heard or seen anything since.
please, please. Guys, I'm actually not going to be able to sleep because, and I know I'm going to have to listen back to this editing and I can't. I mentally cannot. Bro,
that is so scary. That's literally from a movie. I feel like that would happen in a movie.
What the absolute, oh my god.
And it's weird because you went to the cemetery, so it's like, oh my god, one of the spirits is following us. Of course, like in the 1800s, I would assume like a lot of babies died because the child mortality rate is higher, because of obviously like disease and sickness and childbirth incidents. But dang.
Wow. Moving on, because I mentally cannot anymore. My friend and I went to a bonfire at a neighbor's house. It was around 10:30 when we went to his house, and it was about a 10-minute walk. As we were walking up, it was suspiciously quiet and spooky. We kept walking, but then we felt someone following us. We could feel their eyes on the back of our necks. We looked behind, and someone was, in fact, following us. Like I was saying, someone is there. Someone is there. It was tall and dark, and we have never ran faster in our entire lives. $100 it was a guy.
$100 it was a guy.
Bro, I can't. I can't.
Oh my god.
See, I always feel like someone's following me. So hearing that someone was in fact actually following you freaks me out. Because sometimes you hear things and no one is there. No one is there. But then, the one time you do look back, someone is actually there. Or maybe it's an animal. Maybe it's a thing. You don't know what it is. But something's there.
See, this is also my thing with running. Why would I run unless someone is chasing me? This is one of those times where I would run. I would run very fast. My asthma could never, but I would run as fast as I possibly could.
This reminds me, oh my god. So, I think one Halloween, I might have been a freshman. I was with my neighbor, and it was at that weird age where you're like, I'm too old for trick-or-treating, but you kind of still want to. So we were just outside walking around, and we walked past these bushes. And something like grabbed out and grabbed our ankles, and we screamed and ran away because obviously, what the heck, that's so creepy. So when we were walking back to the house, we also had to go back this direction, and we saw the bushes. So this person, again, or thing, we don't know what it is at the time, immediately grabs out, jumps out, grabs our ankles again. So I'm like, screw this, and I turn on my flashlight, and it's this random boy sitting in the bushes. Like, this is stupid. So I asked him, I was like, hi, hello, what are you doing? And then he told us, he was like, oh, I do this every Halloween. I like to scare people. Specifically, this is where it gets weird. Word for word, this is what he said. I still remember because I was like, what the absolute heck? He said, quote, I like to scare the moms who wear white turtlenecks and are holding red wine. So then, when they get scared, they accidentally splash the wine on their shirt. Boy, what? What? And this kid lives in my neighborhood, and I would always just randomly see him after that, and he'd just be walking with, like, a fishing pole. And when he was in the bushes, he was wearing a ghillie suit, so he just looked stupid. And I was like, these, again, the neighbor thing. I can't with the people who live by me. And I looked at this man's Instagram. And one of his posts is a video of him trying to rip a paybook in half. Or, what is it called? Phone book, not paybook. And he doesn't even rip it all the way. Maybe less than an inch he rips it. But he still posted the video, which just makes you wonder, what is going through his head? What is going through your head? It wasn't even successful, my guy. Come on. Do better. But that literally creeped me out so much because I was just so confused. Because why? Why are you doing that? What is the point? That's weird. Don't be weird. Please. Okay. 4 years ago, I was at my grandma's house, and it was around 2 a.m., and I was woken up by some random noise. So I looked around the room, and then I saw a bright white square on my wall, and it looks like it was glowing. I don't know what it was. Until this day, I'm still scared to sleep in that room again. I remember, every time I was younger, I'd be so scared because I would just see random things on my wall. Because there was one point in my life where I slept with the blinds open. I'm just now remembering this. This is kind of embarrassing. I would sleep with the blinds open, and outside my window, there's kind of a street. So there's cars going by, there's lights, and random shadows would form on my wall. And I remember one time I saw one that looked like a monster, and I was so scared. And then another time, I saw like something flying by my window, and I remember I literally thought it was a witch. So ever since then, I sleep with the blinds closed, and I don't sleep on the side closest to the window on my bed because I get scared still. And that was like when I was 6, and I'm sure that it didn't actually happen, but it's still traumatic and still scary. So therefore, it is real. Okay. One time when I was a baby, my mom was feeding me in the middle of the night and she heard a noise. It sounded like someone was wringing out a towel. She started to freak out and ran back into her room. There have been many other times we have heard noises, and I swear my house is haunted. We think that it was the last person that lived there, and his name was Tommy Jack. Even his name sounds creepy. He literally sounds like a freaking axe murderer, not gonna lie. That's sketch. Again, I always hear random noises. Sometimes I think I make it up. Other times, I don't know. There are, in fact, I think, squirrels in my attic, because I just randomly hear things running around upstairs, which is kind of funny, but I don't know if I've ever heard, like, a strange noise at my house. I know when my dad was younger, he thought his house was haunted. I'm just trying to imagine that, and, oh, please no, especially if you live in, like, an older house. My house isn't that old, but I know a lot of my friends who live downtown, like in the city, and those older houses, they always talk about how it's so creepy, and especially at night, you can hear like the steps creaking, or the house just makes noises. Scary, 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 scary. So basically, we wanted to call a spirit, so we used a candle and put a yes or no on either side of it. I have a candle over here. So cute. It smells really yummy. Okay, sorry. Then we held our hands and asked the spirit to come. We legit thought it wouldn't work, but when we started asking questions, the candle's flame started moving left and right. Mind you, we had closed all the windows, the door, and the AC wasn't on. There was no wind in the room, and it was completely dark. We had taken all the necessary precautions. Our faces weren't close to the flame, so it couldn't have been our breath. So, what was it that made the flame move?
That is so scary. That is so scary. I know, like, obviously in candles, I'm looking at my candle over to the left right now, and it's moving, but it's not immediately just, like, chilling to the left or chilling to the right. So how does that happen? I don't know. I swear ghosts are real, or spirits. That's my conclusion from this episode. There is something. Do I know what it is? No. It's something. Something is there. Maybe it's just me freaking out, but I swear, ghosts, even spirits, I don't know, people's energy, it's something. And that conclusion of the episode. Life is weird. Life is gross. Ghosts may or may not be real, but men, as always, are freaking creepy. Yay, good talk. Thanks y'all for listening to the episode. Make sure you leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at the Girly Girl Podcast. I post super fun things this week. I know during the month of October, I was super excited about this because I was working on it yesterday. I have some really cute posts lined up that are all like Halloween themed, fall themed. So you're definitely going to want to check that out. I'm actually so freaking excited. But yeah, make sure you follow me. I hope you have an amazing week. Happy October, guys. I honestly can't even believe it's October. Just yesterday, it feels like it was June and I was in the Grand Canyon. And it's kind of crazy to think about. Time flies, man.
So just do what you want. Live your best life. Read books. Oh, speaking of that, my sister gave me a book the other day and I'm so excited. It's called like The Wife Upstairs. It sounds like an affair, but I don't think it is an affair. And I think it's like a psychological thriller. So I will keep you updated on my Instagram stories about that. So stay tuned. Again, follow me. Let's hang. And of course, I hope you guys have the most amazing week. You're beautiful. You're amazing. And happy early Halloween. Happy Halloween season. Love y'all. Bye. Peace out.